If somebody is an oinein, that means somebody was mace, one of his mishpoch, his father was mace, and they didn't bury him yet. Like Rashi says, oinein means shemeisa mutlufonov, his father is in front of him, kadyarmina vishchitas kodeshim. Eiza oinein calls the man shlenikpar. You didn't bury the person you have to bury. Your father, your mother, whoever was niftar, you didn't bury them. That's called an oinein. Before you bury them, you called an oinein. The loch is, you're not supposed to eat kodeshim. If somebody is uncovering stones that fell upon a person, a whole bunch of stones, a wall caved in on somebody, and now you're going to save that person, you're going to take off all the stones off that person. Now also there's a suffix if the person is dead underneath or not. On its side, the person is dead underneath, you become Tomei Mace, you're on top of the mace. So the question is, can you bring a Korban Pesach today? You are the person now that's being mefakeh esagal. You are taking out all the stones to try and find the guy underneath. Somebody was put into jail, and they promised you they're going to let you go out. And today is Erev Pesach. You're supposed to get out today. Could they bring a korban for you or not? If you have an older person or a chole, somebody that's sick, but I call upon him, he's able to eat the kezayis meat, and all these people in the Mishnah, is sheichatin aleihem. You're allowed to bring a korban pesach for each one of these people. It's even though you're an oinein, even though somebody was mace and you didn't bury him yet, still we say by nighttime, you will be able to eat the korban pesach. Who would if a kech esagal, and who would if they promise you to come out of prison, we nemar that most probably you will come out, and therefore we can make the Korban Pesach for you, because at night time you'll be free already, and you'll be able to eat the meat. Now, HaKulam, the Mishnah says, and all these people, and Shechten Aleim Efnei Yatzman, you can't make a Korban just for them alone, because we have to be afraid, maybe the person won't be freed, maybe he won't get out of jail, and then if he was the only one of this Korban, the Korban will go to waste, nobody will eat it. Therefore, you have to make sure at least somebody else is also upon this Korban. Like, include these people with somebody else. Now the Mishnah says, Shema Yaviyu as a Pesach l'day psul, because maybe if you're only going to bring the korban just for these people alone and nobody else, maybe we'll find out that the psulim, you can't use them, they can't eat the korban Pesach. The Rashi says, Shema Yitmo Einein l'meisai. The person that's an Einein, one of his mishpacha was mates, so even though he didn't touch the mace yet, you have to be afraid maybe during the Levaya, while he's doing something, he will touch the mace, and he won't be able to eat the korban at night. And then the korban will go to waste. So always make sure somebody else is also included on the korban. Here. Mufakeh gal, who are them when you uncover the stones, the same thing. Yimtza meis, maybe you find the person is already dead. V'nimtza shayel al tumah. And then you are tummy meis, because you're over the meis. Who are them if you're in jail, maybe they won't let you come out. Or if you're sick or old, maybe you won't be able to eat the korban. So therefore, you can't do it yourself. You have to make the korban with somebody else also. So Mishnah says, Lefikach, therefore, Emira behen psul, let's say Taka, something happened to these people that by night they cannot eat the korban. Either we said like the oinein, he touched the mace, or else the person was supposed to be freed, they did not free him, or else he became so sick at night he couldn't eat, is the loch of pturim elasas pesach sheni. I'll call upon them that pot, they don't have to bring pesach sheni. Because at the time when they brought the Pesach Rishon, right now, they were able to be Mekayim of the Mitzvah. Like he was promised he would be free by tonight. So right now, B'Shah Shechita, they thought that he's Roy Tita the Korban. That's called he was Mekayim as Mitzvah Shechita's Korban Pesach. Even though at night something happened that he wasn't freed, or by night they got sick and they can't eat the meat now, or by night he touched the mace, still B'Shah Shechita, he was Roy to Mekayim the Mitzvah. It's called he made a good Shechita's Korban Pesach. Chutz, only one person is not that way. Chutz mefakeach, the middle case. Hamefakeach begal. Shutame bitchilosim. Mefakeach as a gal means, again, if a stone, a wall stone, fell upon a person, and you're going now to save that person to take out the stones to see if the guy is alive. So even though now in Erev Pesach, Mashas to bring in the Korban Pesach, we don't know what's doing with the person inside. Is he alive or not? So we say a korban could be brought for him. But let's say later, when you finish digging underneath, you find out that the person is already mace, so now it comes out that as soon as you started to work on this gal, on this pile of stones, you also became tomim, because you're on top of a mace now. So at the time when they brought your Korban Pesach, you're already a Tamei Meis. Therefore, you are not Yotzi Yemitzvah's Korban. You have to bring a Pesach Sheni. You're the only one that now we found out that you for sure were Tamei. But the other people, if B'Shas they brought the Korban Yastam and Oinim, that means somebody was Meis, but you didn't touch him yet. So even though later by night you touched the Meis, but at the time they brought the Korban, you were still Torah. So the Korban is kosher, you don't bring a Pesach Sheni. Only in the case where you already started to go on top of these stones, so B'Shas the Shechita, we don't know if you're Tamei or not. Later we find out you're Tamei, so you're a person that your Korban for sure was no good, you have to bring a Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara, Omar Rabba Bar Huna, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Loi Shonuela Beis Hasurim Liyakim. The Mishnah is only talking about if you're in prison by a guy. Then we say, if what's the case here? On Erev Pesach, you're still in jail, but the goyim promised to let you go free. So then we say, when they bring the Korban Pesach, you should not be the only one on the Korban. Have somebody else included also, because maybe you won't be freed. That's only if you're by a goyish prison. But let's say you put in prison by Yiddish prison, like Rashi says, there are cases. In case we want to force you to get rid of your wife, that's possible. If you married an Isha, that's also to you, so we put you in jail until you give her a get. Or else if you owe somebody money you're not paying up, also we put you in jail. So if you're in a Yiddish jail, then, and they promise you that they'll let you out before Pesach, then the locher is shoichtem if nayatzman. You're allowed to bring a korban for him, even for himself. For nobody else, just he himself. Like we're for sure that he'll be freed. Why? Kivon the atzvechinu. Since the Jews said they'll let him go out free, mafiglei for sure they'll let him go out. The chsiv, the pasuk says, sheres yisrael layas avlon lo yedavru kozov. That by year they don't talk false. So if they said they'll let him out, for sure they're going to let him out. So therefore they got the word he's going to be freed by tonight by Pesach. Therefore they're allowed to bring a korban just for him alone. And we don't have to be afraid maybe he won't be freed and the korban will go to waste. Because for sure he'll be freed. Omar Rav Chizda, Hod the Yamar, that's what you're saying, Vesasurum the Yakim, that he was in a Goyish jail. Then we have, even though they promised him to go out free, it's not 100%. And you don't bring the korban for this person alone, but you have to have other people also on the korban. Lo Yamar Nas only said, Elochutz Lechaimes Beis Pagi. If the jail is outside Yerushalayim, that's the end part of Yerushalayim Beis Pagi. Avol if nim michaimis beis pagi, what about if the jail where you're in is inside Yerushalayim? Even though it's a goyish jail, still now shechten ola b'fnei atzmoi. You're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach just for him alone. We don't have to be afraid, maybe he won't be freed. My time away, efsha diyam tulei v'yocholei. Because even if the goyim go back on the word and don't let him go out free, still we can bring the Korban to him. Because the mice of the jail is in Yerushalayim. So he'll be able to take the meat of the Korban Pesach and bring it to him and he'll be able to eat it. So therefore this Korban won't come the day psul. You'll have to bring a Korban just for that person alone. It's only if the jail is outside Yerushalayim. Then we have to be afraid. Maybe the Goyim won't free him and we can't bring the meat to him because he's outside Yerushalayim. Then we're afraid the Korban will go the psul. So you can't make a Korban just for him alone. But where the jail is in Yerushalayim, then there's no problem. Then you can make the korban just for him. We're not afraid he won't be able to eat it. Lefika chimirut, the Mishnah says, if something happens, so then we say the other people don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Omer Rabba Bar Avchana, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Loishonu, when do we say there's din that says that one person has to bring a Pesach Sheni? That's the person that was with Lakech Esagal. Again, where the stone, the wall stone, fell over a person, so we don't know if the person is dead or not. Now you're going on top of this stone, the pile of stones, to clear away the stones, to help the guy inside. So as soon as you went on top of the stones, if the guy underneath is dead, you're also Tummy. So therefore, when they brought your Korban Pesach, later we found out that you were Tummy then. So therefore, your Korban is no good. That's what the Mishnah says. So Gemara says, now, Amar Rav Chana, Amar Rav Yechanan, Loishana, that's only said, Elagal Ogul, if it's a round pile of stones. Then we say, as soon as you went on top of the pile, like for sure you're on top of the mace. Avul Gal Orach, let's say it's a long pile. So then we don't know under which part is the mace. Then we say, Potem Lassas Pesach Sheni. Even though at the time when they brought your Korban, you're on top of this pile of stones, but you're not on top of the whole pile, you're on top of one side. So even if later when you empty out all the stones, we found the guy is mace underneath it, but B'Shasta brought the Korban, it's not for sure you were on top of the mace. Maybe the mace is on the other side, and you're on this side. We'll say maybe b'shashchita you were not on top of the mace yet. Since there's a nice long pile, the mace is on one side, maybe the mace is on the other side, you're starting to clean this side. So then we don't know for sure your tummy. Then we say, Nesophic, you are ready to your carbon Pesach. You don't have to bring the Pesach Sheni. Moratani Nam Yoch, I learned like this also. Rabbi Shimon Binoi, Shirabi Yechne Mebruk Oimir, Mefakeach Begal. When a person went to clean out this pile of stones to see if the person underneath is still alive or not, it depends. Eitim Potter, sometimes you are potter from bringing a Pesach Sheni. We say the first carbon you brought today is Yotza. And Eitim Chayiv, sometimes you chayiv to bring a Pesach Sheni. It depends. Kate said, how's the cases? Gal Ogol, if it's a round pile of stones, so then we say the mace is right underneath it. So Venim says Tuma Tachtov, then later when you finally finished emptying out all the stones, you found the person mace on the bottom, then we say Yechayiv. Because then for sure, when you first went on top of the pile, you are like on top of the mace. And since at that time when they brought the carbon Pesach for you, you were already on top of the pile, so you were already tummy mace, your carbon is no good. You chayav to bring a Pesach Sheni. What about Gal Oruch? Let's say it's a nice long pile of stones. V'nim says tuma tachtav, then later at the end of the day, you finally find the person underneath and he's dead. Then we say, Potter, you don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Because Eimo, there's a suffix, maybe, Toi Hoye B'Shashritim. It's possible to say at the time when they brought your carbon, since you were only on top of one side of this long pile, maybe on the side you were on top, the mace was not underneath you. So it's not considered you were on top of the mace. Therefore, at that time you were Torah. So since we have a suffix, you can't bring another carbon, Misafik. Because when a suffix, you can't bring the carbon Pesach. It's like Chul and Lazaro. Therefore, when a suffix, we say, you're potter from bringing a Pesach Sheni. So the Mishnah, Ein Sheichetin es a Pesach ala Yochid. You can't bring the carbon Pesach just for one person. Dibur Reb Yehuda, has to have to be at least two people involved in your carbon. You can't bring one carbon for one person. Reb Yosi Mati, Reb Yosi says, no, one person if he wants to, he could bring a single carbon for himself. V'yafilu, Reb Yosi says like this, V'yafilu chabura shomeya, even if you have 100 people on your carbon, she'enam yecholum lechol kizayis, but they cannot eat the kezayis of the meat, is Allah ein shechtan aleim. Then you cannot bring such a carbon Pesach. In other words, according to Reb Yosi, it now doesn't make enough kumina how many people you have, whether there's 1 or 100. That what has to be is, you have to be able to eat the kezayis of the meat. Like Rashi says, ven yecholum lechol kezayis ben kulam, ein shechtan aleim. If even all of them together, they still cannot eat the kezayis of the meat, so that's called, there won't be an achila from this carbon. You're not allowed to bring this carbon, even if you have 100 people involved. So that's a b'yaisa sheet. It's totally abiyah, kezayis of the meat could be eaten. If it could be eaten by one person, it's good. If not, it's no good. By a carbon Pesach, you don't bring a chabur, a bunch of just women. You don't bring a bunch of avodim, slaves. You don't bring a bunch of ketanim. We'll see in the Gemara if it means each one separately, or you can't bring a bunch of them together. So the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Minayin Shein Shechten Es HaPesach Al HaYochid. How do we know this din of Rabbi Yehuda? That you can't bring a Korban Pesach just for one person. What's Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Talmud Loima, the Pesach says in Devarim, Loisucha Lesboyech Es HaPesach Be'echot Sherechot. That's what the Pesach says. But Rabbi Yehuda stops after the word Be'echot. And they say, you can't shech the Korban Pesach v'echot for one person. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. That's why Rabbi Yehuda dashes this posik. So Rashi says, Loisuchol is v'echot as a Pesach v'echot sherecha. That's the posik. V'dorish v'echot b'yan fe'navshe. He stops after the word echot. Ala yochid. That one person cannot bring the korban. That's why Rabbi Yehuda dashes this posik. For Rabbi Yosi says, no. Yochid v'yochol ochloi. If you have one person, but he could eat at least the kezayis, shechten olav. You're allowed to bring the korban just for one person. You can make the shechita for him just for one person. What about asara? If you have 10 people that brought the korban together, v'ein yecholim lochloi, but all of them together, they cannot eat even the kezayis of the meat, is ein shechten aleim. You cannot bring the korban for them. That's the b'yosi shechita. For the gemara of Rabbi Yosi now, hai b'yechod mayavid lei, I have you instead of posik. The pasuk says, "Loisucha lizboyech es a Pesach be'echot." it's mashmi even one person can't bring the Korban Pesach. So what does Rabbi Yossi do with this pasuk? Are Rabbi Yossi else know one person could bring the Korban Pesach? And for the Gemara, mi borda lekud Rabbi Shimon. He uses this pasuk like Rabbi Shimon darshins. Titania, Rabbi Shimon oimer, mi nayin lizoveach es pischoi. How do we know somebody shechs brings his Korban Pesach? The bum is yochid, not in the base of Migdish, but it brings a bum in his own house, his own private bummer, his own private altar he made. Bishas isra bummus. At the time when you're not allowed to use the bummer. It's the time when they have the base of Migdish, when you're not allowed to use the bummus. How do we know? Shuba loisase. How do we know he's over in Avera loisase? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, loisucha lesboyach esa pesach biyechet sherecha. You are not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach v'yechot shirech in one of your shorim, means in a bamas yochid. So that's pshan this posik. That is a loisase. So Rashi explains, even though usually if you shecht chutz from the base of Migdish, there's a chiyuv koras involved, but that's only when you are supposed to shecht inside the base of Migdish. And if you do it outside, you chayuv koras. Here we're talking about Erev Pesach in the morning. If you do this in the morning, it's not a time now to go into the Beis HaMikdash to bring your Korban Pesach. Because in the morning you can't do it. So therefore you don't have the Chiyuv Koris for Shechting Chutz from the Beis HaMikdash. But I call upon him a lav you would have. That's this lav. Of Loisucha Lizboyech Es HaPesach V'Echa Sherecha. You can't Shecht your Korban in a Bamas Yochid in one of your Sharim. That's a lav. Even though you're in the morning now, it's not the time to bring it. Still, if you do it in your own Bama, you're over lav. So tomorrow, Yochel, I would think maybe, afeshas heter abomis, maybe even when there's a heter of the bomis, but maybe heter abomis only applies to a private korban that's a neder on the dover. Mashen can hear that there's a chiyuv to bring a korban pesach. Maybe there's a lav to bring it on your bomis yochid. Talmud Leima, the pasuk says, v'yechot sherech. What does that mean in one of your gates? Loy omru ela b'shor, shekol yisrael nechnostim b'sharechot. It's only said when the whole Klal Yisrael goes to Yushlayim, goes to the Beis HaMikdash, then there's a lav not to bring the korban on your private bummer. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, when everybody is allowed to shecht korbanos in their own private bummer, then you do not have this lav if you bring your korban pesach on your bummer. That's the way Rabbi Yossi darshins this pasuk. So I call upon him, there's no raya to Rabbi Yehuda now to say that one person cannot bring a korban for himself. You have to have at least two people. No, Rabbi Yossi says, this pasuk is talking about bummus. For the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, hominole, how does Rabbi Yehuda dash in this pasuk? Lo yisuchu lechot lizbeach et pesach biyechod. Means that one person can't bring a korban pesach. So how does he know Rabbi Yossi's halachas about the lav of a bummer? And the Gemara, tarti shamat minei. Rabbi Yehuda asks, from this pasuk I hear two things. Lo yisuch lezbech as a pesach b'yechod is one drasha, and then b'sherecha is the next drasha. That there's a lav to bring it on the bama, you can't bring your korban on the bama. So the morning of Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, you're telling me now that the korban could be brought by one person. The pasuk here, lo yisuch lezbech as a pesach b'yechod sherecha, is talking about not by a bama. The mamimai de lohochi, to come Rabbi Shimon, how do we know Rabbi Yossi says that the pasuk is coming from Shimon's drasha? That is Nisra and Abama, Dilma could be Yom Rabbi Yehuda, who the Yosam. Maybe the Pasuk has come to teach us like Rabbi Yehuda Dashins, that Loisucho Lizbech HaSepesa B'yechod means that one person is not allowed to bring a korban just for himself. Maybe why isn't Rabbi Yossi Dashin like Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara Amuloch, Rabbi Yossi says that can't be pshat. Loisavka Taitach, don't think like that, that the Torah should say there's an Issa for a person to bring a korban just for himself. The Oksid, there's another Pasuk in Shemais that says, Ish b'fi ochloi, that a person can eat by himself. Ish b'fi ochloi, mashm, even one person is allowed to bring his own korban pesach. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds, you are allowed to bring a korban by yourself. I this pasuk b'echa sherechon is talking about you can't bring your korban on a bama. Mar romilei ravukra bachinanam mifarishna, name of a place, l'rova. Yes, the shout to Rava. Mi yom Rabbi Yehuda, is it true? That Rabbi Yehuda said, Ain shechtin et pesach ala yochid, that one person cannot bring a private korban pesach. You have to have at least two people with you, or a minu avakasha. Then like this, isha barishon, an isha by pesach rishon, shechtin oleh b'fnei yatzma. So advice this man the yamod, an isha is mechuyiv to bring a korban pesach, and she's allowed to bring it by herself. Mashma, one person can bring your own korban. Or b'sheni, what about pesach sheni? That's in the case where the isha was tamei meis, the first pesach rishon. What about now Pesach Sheni? Oysa noisa tfeilu lacherim. She only becomes a tofu, means she has to be part of somebody else's korban. She can't bring her own korban. And we'll see pshat on the days why. He says that in Pesach Sheni there's no chiyuv. It's only femchem reshus. If they want to, they could, but they can't bring their own korban. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. This is what Rebbe Yehuda says. So I call upon him, the kasher is here. Rebbe Yehuda says that an isha can bring a korban by herself. I in the Mishnah Rebbe Yehuda says a person is not allowed to bring a korban Pesach by himself. On my life, he answered back, there's no kasha. Loi taima bifnei atzma, don't say she can bring it by herself. Eleima bifnei atzman. It means that women can bring the korban by themselves. But of course, you have to have at least two women there. It doesn't mean a single woman. It means if they atzman, by themselves, they're allowed to bring it. On my life, he asked back, is that a teretz? Mi avdinin chabura shekula noshim? Can you have a chabura, a few people, just of women together, to bring a korban? A Pesach? It says now Mishnah, Ein oisin chaburas noshim v'yavodim uktanim. You can't make a gathering of just women, slaves, and katanim. My lav doesn't mean noshim luchudayu, that it's also to bring a korban Pesach for a gathering of just women. V'yavodim luchudayu, who are the just of slaves, you can't bring a korban for them alone. And who are the katanim luchudayu, each one separately can't bring. So the kasha then in Abiyuda, you can't say Abiyuda means bifnei atzmon, women together, because you can't have just women together. Or malay lo yetzabek, no, that's not pshan the Mishnah. It means noshim v'yavodim u'katanim. It means you shouldn't have these three people together. That's what it means. But avada, just women alone, they could bring their own korban. Just avodim alone, they could bring. Just katanim alone, they could. But just you can't have these three together. Why not? Noshim v'yavodim mishrom tiflis. To have women and slaves together, so Rashi says mishrom avera. The shalom has znus together. So you can't have a chabur with these people eating the korban together. Ketana v'yavodim, what's wrong to have small kids and the slaves? Mishum fritzutzo. Then we're afraid of Mishkav Zochon, that the slaves will teach the small kids how to have Mishkav Zochon, so we don't let them